presenting.
Rolling Martin. Good morning.
Hey, folks, hope y'all doing well. I hope you're not as whipped as Fitz. Maya. Love me some scandal. So, getting ready. Just checking.
He is whipped. Got his nose open. You can see his brains rolling.
Man. So, Tom, getting ready to, of course, do TV One's Watch This Sunday. So, looking forward to it. Folks, check it out. 11 a.m. Eastern on Sunday morning. All right, Tom. President Barack Obama reelected, of course, and he has been throwing it down with the Republicans over this fiscal cliff. So I had to reach out to my girl, April Ryan, of course, American Urban Radio Network. She joins us right now. April, it seems to me we got President John Shaft, because he ain't playing with Speaker Boehner. And this is, of course, this is a huge contrast, April, from really the first term where the president was a lot more conciliatory. He's making it clear, I'm not bending when it comes to what I want this time.
Well, really, he has nothing to lose. First of all, good morning, everyone. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
You know, he has nothing to lose right now. He won a second term, which was a major feat. When we thought that it was going to be so close, basically, it really wasn't. But what's happening right now, that John Boehner and the president are in negotiations, according to reports, by themselves, without Nancy Pelosi and others, and they are looking eye to eye, and they're waiting for the other to blink. So, and we're talking about the fiscal cliff, and the president's telling them, I am not going to accept any package that you bring me that allows anyone making $250,000 or more to receive a tax cut, and he is digging in on that.
Okay, so first of all, we keep hearing this fiscal cliff stuff, and I had a chance to talk to the White House yesterday, so it involves the taxes, that's one thing. This whole sequestration thing, we're going to have these massive cuts that automatically take effect, that's another thing. Then of course, you have this whole debt ceiling where the Republicans want to put this all together and say, before we approve it, you got to make some cuts. Last time we had this fight, April, the president offered three cuts for one revenue. The GOP said no. I think they would love to have that proposal today. They kind of screwed up on this one last year.
Well, yeah, they did. There's a lot on the table, actually, right now. As I'm even hearing things about, you know, the ag, someone in the ag department is talking about putting other things on the table, too, like food stamp money to make the cuts. And, I mean, we are talking a whole bunch of stuff that could affect a lot of low-income and minority communities, to include the fact that the White House put something out about the fact that the average African-American family of four that earns around $53,000 could see a raise in taxes of $2,200 if indeed the middle class tax cuts expire at the end of the year. So there's a lot of stuff on the table. It's not just, you know, the things that we're hearing. We're hearing issues of Medicare on the table. You know, a lot of things that could affect low income and minority communities.
And the president this week has been very aggressive, reaching out to various people. Of course, he brought in different progressive television anchors, but also African-Americans as well. So he's really, you know, in terms of stepping up to for the outreach.
Yes, he definitely is stepping up the outreach, but it's all basically an effort to put pressure on the Republicans in Congress. And I'm going to tell you something, Congressman Elijah Cummings, the minority leader, ranking leader of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, said, no deal is better than a bad deal. So the president is definitely working it. He's campaigning to put pressure on the GOP to make this deal happen before Christmas.
All right, April.
Hey, bro.
John Shaft, Tom.
Bad mother, shut your mouth.